So we saw the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara was based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that umnim, workers, employees, may read Kriya Shema at the top of a tree or the top of a building. They are not, however, allowed to do so when it comes to davening, as Rashi explained, for fear that they're going to fall. And if they have that fear, then they won't be able to concentrate properly, which is a particular requirement when it comes to tefillah. So we saw the Gemara. Let's begin the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'umnin koirin b'roish ha'ilon. Employees, as we just mentioned, in the Mishnah, now the Braisa, can recite Kriya Shema, the top of the tree, or b'roish ha'nidbach, or the top of a building site. Umispalalin b'roish ha'zayis u'b'roish ha'te'inon. Even though our Mishnah said that they cannot daven at the top of the tree, but here the Gemara teaches us if it is the top of an olive tree or a fig tree, then that's different, as Rashi explained, because it has plenty of leaves, branches. They're not going to fall. They're not worried. There's no problem in concentration. But that's all true when it comes to umnim, employees. Ubal habayis, however, beinkach ubeinkach. Whether you're talking about an olive tree or any other type of tree, yored lamata umispalel. Why? Lefi she'in daitoi miyusheves olov. Because his das is not settled. As we explained yesterday, even on an olive tree, it would seem to be that you're not absolutely relaxed. You're certainly in a better state than a regular tree where you're thinking any minute you might fall. On a zayas tree, you're less nervous, but you're still not completely settled. So as Rashi explained, a bala bayis has no excuse. He's not committed. He's not meshubad to anybody. So he has no excuse to daven. So he should go down and daven at ground level. Whereas umnin, employees, they are meshubad. They're supposed to be working, and therefore to obligate them to go down to ground level means that they will not be able to work as well, because they're going to have to take 5 minutes going down the tree and then another 5 minutes back up. So therefore, we're prepared slightly to give them a leniency. And what is that leniency? As we explained before, the leniency is that if it's a zayis or a te'ino tree, then because they're not so nervous, they can read Kriya Shema. All other trees, we cannot be lenient with them as well. We cannot be lenient at all. Why? Because even though it's true they're committed to their boss, but if they cannot concentrate whatsoever, then what type of davening is that? So therefore, we'll have to go down to the bottom. So therefore, it turns out that the zayis and te'eno tree is a special compromise made for employees. If you're not an employee, we're not talking about umnin, we're talking about a bala bayis, then he has no excuse. So he has to go down and concentrate properly. Umnin, because they are employed and they're accountable to their boss, so we give them a special leniency that they're allowed to daven at the top of the tree, but again, only if it is an olive or a fig tree. That's what we saw yesterday. Says the Gemara on the second wide line, Romi le Rav Meri bro de Bas Shmuel Lerova. Romi, we know, always means to ask a contradiction. The literal translation of Romi is to throw from one to another, but it always means we're going to ask a contradiction. So who's talking over here? It is Rav Meri, who is the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So he's a grandson, of Shmuel. Says Rashi, Brod bas Shmuel, b'kama mekoymos, in many places, kori lei bar Rochel, ubar Shmuel.
Bas.
Or Bas Shmuel. In many places, we call this particular Amora Bar Rochel, the son of Rochel. Why? What happened? Ubas Shmuel Hoysa. She, Rochel, was a daughter of Shmuel, the Nishbis Lebein Ho'amim, and she got captured by one of the Goyim, tragically, Kedomar B'Ksubos, the daughter of the great Amora Shmuel. Uba Oleho Echot. And one of the Goyim had relations with her against her will, Venis Abrahimenu, and she became pregnant from this Goy. Vaharkach Nisgayer, afterwards he became a convert, Veshmei Isur, and his name became Isur. Reb Mary, the son, Hoirosoi Shaloi Bikdusha. He initially became impregnated Shaloi Bikdushahu. Lekach Loi Hoyon Nikra Al Shem Aviv. So if you want to know why is he not called, normally an Amora is not called Amora, the son of his mother. We always talk about one Amora, if anything, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, of the Shmuel, Bar Beirav, Bar Derav. Why is this particular Amora called in terms of his mother? And the answer is because, unfortunately, his father was not Jewish. So Rashi is just filling us in a bit of the history lesson. That's why he's called Rabbi Mary Bro de Bar Shmuel. Okay. Either way, so it is this Rav Meri talking, and he's asking the following question to Rava. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Ha Umnin Koirin Baroish Ha Ilon Ubaroish Ha Nidbach. Employees of a special heter, they're allowed to recite Kriya Shema at the top of a tree or the top of a building. That is a quote from our Mishnah. What do you see from over there? Alma loy boi kavona. So we reach the conclusion, apparently when it comes to Kriya Shema, you do not need kavona. Because you see that when it comes to tefillah, we say they have to descend because they're not settled. When it comes to Kriya Shema, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema at the top of the tree. What happened to kavona there? Apparently, it's not necessary to have kavana. That is the conclusion that we reach from the Mishnah. Says Rashi, Tnan ha'umnim koirim b'roish ha'ilon afilu b'zman she'in asukim. Even at a time when they are involved in their work, Alma, therefore you see, lo yibo'i kavana. You see, therefore, they're not required to have kavana. So why is that problematic? Back into the Gemara, the last word on the line, says the Gemara, v'ramini. So we can ask a contradiction to that. This is the Kasha asked to Rava. We have an alternative, another Braisa, which says, Hakoire es Shema, somebody who reads Kriya Shema, Sorich, sheyechavin es liboy. He has to be mechavin his heart. So it's mufurish in the Braisa that somebody reciting Kriya Shema does have to have kavona. And how do we know that? Shenema, because it is written, Shema Yisrael. The opening words of Shema, Shema Yisrael. Ula halom, and further on in the Torah, it says, Hu oima haskes u Shema Yisrael. It says Shema Yisrael in the Torah twice, but one occasion it says Haskes. What does that mean? Ma lahalom bahaskes? Afkan bahaskes? Question mark. Just like over there, it's got to be bahaskes, which means absolute concentration. So too in the initial Shema Yisrael, we're making a Gzeira Shava, you also have to have absolute concentration. That's the halacha. So we seem to have a glaring contradiction. In our Mishnah, it says you can say Kriya Shema at the top of the tree. So apparently you do not need kavana. We have a braisa that says, Shema Yisrael, you have to be mechaven. So what's going on? Do you have to have kavana, or you do not have to have kavana? Stira. That was the question that was asked of Rava. Says the Gemara, Ishtik. He was silenced. He had nothing to say. He had no way of answering this contradiction of reconciling the Mishnah to the Braisa. Omale midi shmiya lecho b'ho. So he said to him, tell me, did you hear anything on this matter? Midi means something. Something shmiya lecho, was there something that was heard to you, b'ho, on this subject? I have no answer. Do you perhaps have a suggestion? Omale, so he said, yes. Omer Rav Sheshes, v'hu shebetelin mimelachton v'koirin. The way he reconciled the Mishnah is as follows. Why did we think that you're allowed to say Shema without Kavana? So if you looked at the last Rashi, the Rashi says, Afilu bizman shehayu asukim. We understood that these umnin at the top of the tree, not only are they at the top of the tree, but they're also actually at the time of saying Shema engaged in work. So can you imagine they're busy cutting the branches and at the same time saying Shema? That's why we thought that it seems to be implicit that they do not have to have kavana. Because how can you possibly have kavana on Kriya Shema if you're busy cutting branches, you're busy working at the same time? That was the stira. To which the answer came, Omer Rav Sheshes v'hu shebetelim mimelachton. That no, even though we allow them to read Shema the top of the tree, but they've got to stop working the koirim and only then they recite Kriya Shema. So not as we initially thought, they're at the top of the tree and whilst working, they say Kriya Shema. No, they've got to stop working. And that's a chidush. Look at Rashi. Shebetelin mamalachta v'koirim. Indeed, they will have to stop working in order to read Shema, says Rashi. Kedei sheyu koirim bekavona. In order so that they should be able to read Shema bekavona, Rashoim, it is permitted for them, lehibotel memalachton, to stop working. So it's a special heta, it's a chidush. Even though they are in work hours, this is 9 to 5, and they're employed by the hour. Nonetheless, we tell them you're allowed to stop working for the 5 minutes it will take to say Kriya Shema in order that you should have kavana. Now, this is of course a little bit tricky, because if you're telling me that when you stop working, you can have kavana, so why did we learn in the Mishnah that when it comes to davening, they've got to descend? We said when it comes to Shema, they don't have to descend. When it comes to davening, they do. Why? Says Rashi, because they're nervous that they're going to fall through the branches. And tefillah needs kavana. But you just now told me that Kriya Shema also needs kavana, and for that reason, they have to stop. Fine, so they'll stop working. But aren't they nervous about falling through the branches? So what's it going to help to stop working? So this is a question that we posed yesterday. Tefillah needs kavana. So the question was asked, doesn't Kriya Shema also need kavana? We see from our Gemara that Kriya Shema absolutely does need kavana. And for that reason, you cannot recite Kriya Shema at the same time that you're actually working. You've got to stop working. But how does that solve the problem? You're right, I'm not distracted by my work because I've stopped working. But isn't he distracted by fear of falling off the tree? As Rashi pointed out to us, what happened to that problem? Why did that problem suddenly disappear? So let's keep going. Says the Gemara, first word on the line. V'ha Tanya, but surely we have a braisa in which it says, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Oiskim, B'malachton, V'koirim. Beis Hillel told us quite clearly that even if they are currently being Oisik in their Malacha, they're still allowed to recite Kriya Shema. He says clearly, Oiskim B'malachton. So now we're completely stuck. L'chayra. You told me that you have to be mechavein, and yet you told me that a worker is allowed to say Kriya Shema. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, we're talking about a worker who's stopping his work. But you see in his braisa, the Beis Hillel clearly said that he's allowed to say Kriya Shema even whilst working. So if you're saying Kriya Shema whilst working, well, then we're back to square one. How could you possibly have kavanah? Says the Gemara, loy kashya. This is not difficult. Ho b'perek rishon, ho b'perek sheni. If we ask ourselves a question, do you have to have kavanah in Kriya Shema? This is actually a sugi that we learned early on in the perek. The Gemara for the moment is making a distinction between first perek and second perek. So do you have to have kavanah? It depends where. So when we've got a stira in the braisa, is the worker allowed to say Kriya Shema whilst actually doing his work? The answer is, depends which part of Kriya Shema you're dealing with. If it is the first part of Kriya Shema, so then indeed you've got to stop working. Why? Because if you carry on working, you will not have kavanah. And kavanah in the first parasha is critical. But Beis Hillel said you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even whilst working. Yes, he was talking about the second parak. The second parak, you do not need to have kavanah. Now, if you look immediately in Tosfos, the third bottom Tosfos, Ha b'perek rishon. Says Tosfos, lav dafka. It's lav dafka. It's not incredibly accurate, it's not absolutely accurate to say perek rishon. Why? Lav dafka nokat perek aleph. It's not entirely accurate to say that for the entire first perek you need kavanah. Dehainu aliba derava. Remember, who's talking over here? It's Rava. The Rava Amalel. And Rava himself taught us in Daf Yud Gimel that pasuk rishayin levad. It's actually only the first pasuk that requires kavanah. V'hochi hilchasa, and indeed that's the way we paskin. Which means that we need to modify our teretz a little bit. The way to reconcile the stira is the uman, is the worker allowed to recite Kriya Shema whilst he's actually working? It depends which part of Kriya Shema. Not first perek versus second perek, but rather first posuk versus the rest of Shema. The rest of Shema does not require kavanah. The first posuk does, and therefore the first posuk, you will have to stop working in order to have kavanah. You recite Kriya Shema, and then you can resume your work. So we have still not dealt with that question, what happens about the fear of falling off the tree? I believe it is pointed out, and I can't remember where for the moment, that the difference is that because Kriya Shema is much shorter than davening, so the fear of falling off the tree is not so significant. For the 5 minutes it takes Kriya Shema, he'll be able to hold his balance. Therefore, that doesn't pose such a problem. But when it comes to davening, davening is very different. Davening is completely different. Why? Because davening is much longer. And if davening is longer, there's no way that he'd be able to hold his kavana for the entire duration of the Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, we have a different pshat now in our Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, what did we think was pshat? The Mishnah says that when it comes to Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say at the top of the tree. When it comes to davening, you can't. So we thought that what it means is because davening requires kavana, but Kriya Shema does not. Rashi said that tefillah is all about rachamim, you need kavana. So the implication was that Kriya Shema, however, does not require kavana. But once you've seen the Gemara, we see that's simply not true. Kriya Shema does require kavana, at least for the first pasuk. Therefore, it's pointed out that what it means is, for the first pasuk, you're able to pull yourself together and not be worried about falling off the tree. But you cannot do that if you're working at that time. So that's why we said you have to be mevatel your malacha. You have to stop working. If you're working, then it's impossible to have kavana even for a short while. Which, by the way, leads us to the natural conclusion, which is halacha lemaisa, which is you're not supposed to be doing anything either during the first pasuk in Kriya Shema or during the entire duration of davening. How tragic it is to see sometimes a person take out his phone in the middle of davening, even if not to speak on, but to check. Besides for the obvious bizoyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the mashal given is, can you imagine a chasan and kala, just married, just come from the chuppah. They are spending their first moments together in the cheder yichud, launching their married life. And they enter the room and they sit down together, enjoy each other's company, and all of a sudden he says to her, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, I've just got to check an urgent phone call. I've got to send an important text message. Now in the cheder yichud. So lahavdil, here we are being misyachid with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and somebody considers his phone more important. It's the height of chutzpah, the height of bizoyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis HaKnesses. But besides for that, what we're seeing is now that you can't possibly have kavana. So if somebody is busy davening, and as he's saying the words, he's busy scrolling down his text to check the latest WhatsApp, it's not possible to daven. That you see now in Gemara. You cannot do two things at the same time. Therefore, on top of the tree, even if for a short while he can gain his composure and he cannot worry about falling off the tree, but not if at the time he's busy working. So that's why he's got to stop. There's a fascinating question. I've been asked this question in the past. What should a housewife do at home? She's trying to daven in a corner, and her young two-year-old is busy tugging at her dress, yelling and screaming and ranting and raving. So obviously she has to stop for a second, but the child will not settle down and insists that the mother holds the baby. Now the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you're not supposed to hold the child or anything for that matter, besides for a siddur, whilst you're davening. The answer, I once discussed this shayla with my uncle, and he said it's obviously mutter. Because this woman only has two choices. Either she's going to try and continue davening and the baby's going to be screaming his head off, which means she will not be able to have any kavana whatsoever, Or she'll hold the baby, which might ruin her kavana slightly, but at least the baby will stop crying. So clearly she'll be able to daven better off. And that's what she should do. But therefore, that's a very important halacha. While davening, you're not supposed to be holding a phone or anything else for that matter. Besides for a siddur, which helps you concentrate. Okay, so everything at this stage is answered. Do you need kavana for Kriya Shema? The answer is yes. For the entire Kriya Shema, no. The Gemara calls it the first perek. Tosa says it actually means the first pasuk. The first pasuk, you have to have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotze Kriya Shema. Can you possibly have kavana while standing at the top of the tree? The answer is, for one pasuk, you can regain your composure. Yes, you can. Not for the whole davening. But not whilst you're working. If you're working, then there's no way you can have kavana. And therefore, the halacha is very simple. Davening, there's no way you can have kavana at the top of the tree. You've got to go down. Kriya Shema, we allow the worker to stop working for the first pasuk. He will have kavana, and then he will continue working and say the rest of Kriya Shema. It's true. He won't be able to have kavana for the rest of Kriya Shema. It doesn't matter. You only ever need kavana for the first pasuk. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbanon. Hapoyalim, workers, shehoyu oisin melocha eitzel balabais. Workers who were doing work with their boss. Koirin Kriya Shema. They recite Kriya Shema. Umavarchim lefoneho ula achareho. And they will make a brocha, as we know. The Birkas Kriya Shema, there's a bracha before. In fact, there's two brachas before. Yoytze Oir and Avas Aboich Abam Yisrael Ve'ahavo. And there's a bracha afterwards of Goal Yisrael. So these workers, they recite Kriya Shema. They also say the brachas before and the brachas afterwards. Ve'oichlin Pitom. And they eat their bread. Now, our girsa is umavarchim lefoneho ulaachareho. So let's leave it at that for the moment. They so too on their food, just like on the Kriya Shema, they will make a bracha before amitzi lechem and haaretz, a bracha afterwards birkas hamazon. Umispalalil tefillah shel Shmoina Esra. And they will daven the tefillah of Shmoina Esra as well. Avol ein yoyridim ifnei hateva. But they should not be the chazan. Ve'ein noisim kapehem. Neither should they do Birkas Kohanim if they're a Kohen. Why not? The answer is, as we mentioned before, if you are employed by a boss 9 to 5, then you have to be working 9 to 5. Do you remember the story in the Gemara? The Gemara teaches us there was one particular Amora who was working in the field. Somebody came up to him and said hello, and he refused to answer, say hello. Why not? He said, I've got no spare time to say hello. He explained afterwards, if I would say hello, it means I would temporarily take my mind off the work and I'm employed by somebody, I've got to be honest, to a full day's work. So in order to daven, and in order to say Kriya Shema, and in order to say the brachas before, and in order to say the brachas afterwards, and in order to make the brachas on your pass, and afterwards, that we give him special heter to stop working. As we said before, whilst you're working, you cannot have kavon on anything. But when it comes to being a shliach tzibur, Why does he have to be the chazan? In order to be a chazan, he's going to have to take off double time to work. Not only the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, but also the loud Shmoneh Esrei. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to do that. So I only give him this special leniency of taking off time to work on davening or saying brachas, which are absolutely necessary. But to be a shliach tzibur is not necessary. So to do birkas koyanim is not necessary, which is a big chiddush, by the way. Have a look at Rashi. Koyrin es shema umavorchin afoneo lachareho ketikuno. What does that mean, ketikuno? In the correct way. We're not going to give him any shortcuts. Say Kriya Shema without the brachas, there's no such thing. Ketikuno, in the correct manner. V'chein, bizman tefillah. So to when it comes to davening, no shortcuts. Daven, all you need to daven, but stop working. Says Rashi, Aval ein yoredin ifnei ha-teivo, einon rasho'in, they are not permitted libatel m'malachtom. They are not permitted to be mevatel emalacha v'leireid lifnei hateva. What does that mean, by the way, leireid lifnei hateva? Leireid lifnei hateva always means to be a chazan. The chazan used to have what's called a teva. We call it the omed or the bima, but you actually had to go down to reach it. So a chazan becoming a chazan is called being yoyreid lifnei ha-teva. That we will not allow. Why not, says Rashi? Einon rashoyen livatel melachton oleireid lifnei ha-teva la'asay shliach tzibur. We will not allow him to descend and become the shliach tzibur. Why? Sheyesham, because there is there bitl melacha yoyser midai, more than necessary. I can't say that it's unnecessary to daven, or to eat, or to say Kriya Shema, but it's unnecessary to be the chazan. Let somebody else be the chazan. You're going to have to take off a double time of work in order to be the shliach tzibur. Let somebody else do it. So that we can't give you any leniency.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
This whole piece here refers to saying Shema, eating and benching, and davening.
Right.
But can we assume here that basically he's on the ground? Or we've left this whole business about in the being in the tree?
100%. We've left the tree. We've come down from the tree. There's two separate issues in our sugya. One is a halacha in davening in Kriya Shema, and one is a halacha in workers. This is not a halacha in tefillah, this is a halacha in working. It's a chiddush in the dinim of employees. Essentially, an employee has no right to take off any time from his 9-to-5 job. We're learning over here that for the sake of saying Kriya Shema, you're allowed to. When you're on top of the tree, then we have a different issue. Then we have kavana issues, and that now can ruin the whole Kriya Shema. But you're right, this particular Bryson made no mention of a tree or a building, and it is entirely a chiddush in what's necessary to daven, because that's what we're going to be lenient with him and allow him to take time off from work. Let's just quickly read one more line of the Gemara. We're running out of time. Says the Gemara, V'hotanya me'ein yudches. Remember, we learned early on in the Masechta that there exists the short version of Shmoneh Esrei. Me'ein yudches, not quite the yudches. Remember, we called it havineinu. So we have another braisa that says that if you're employed and you need to daven, don't daven the long version of Shmoneh Esrei, daven the short version of Shmoneh Esrei. So you have a stira. In one braisa, it says you're allowed to daven, with the implication meaning daven ketikun, as Rashi says. And here we have a braisa that says, no, you should do the concise, brief version. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Sheshet is like Kasha. It's not a difficulty. Horeb Gamliel, Horeb Yeshua. Says Rashi, Me'en Shmoneh Esra, Havimenu, Lasois, Drochecho, etc., Shekoilo, all of the brachas, the bracha achas, Gimel Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos, Gil Choson. It's a short version. Horeb Gamliel, Horeb Yeshua, the Tzadam Perik, Tzadas HaShacha. It wasn't early on, it was later on in the Masechta. Horeb Gamliel, Oimah, V'chol Yoyim, V'yoyim. Mispalel Adam Yud Ches Brachas and Yeshua Oimah Me'ein Yud Ches. In other words, this whole concept of Havineinu was in fact a Machlekes Tanoim. Does such a thing exist? Rabbi Yeshua says it does, but Rabbi Gamliel says it does not. So do we have a stira in the braises? The answer is no. The one that says you have to daven in the entire Shmoneh Esrei is Rabbi Gamliel. He maintains there is no such thing called Havineinu. Rabbi Yeshua says there is. He's the author of the other braisa that says you should do the shortened version. So therefore, the rule is very simple. How lenient will we be with these employees? The answer is, do the bare minimum. If the bare minimum is Havineinu, then that's what you can do. If you don't hold of Havineinu, then the bare minimum is the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Be'ezus Hashem.